Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, or perhaps podcast to listen, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything we don't want to miss this week. How's things?
All's good. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. I was looking for something to watch last night at home, and this was top of the list.
Do you think something's up with Cam?
A lot of things are going to be changing around here.
When this season ends, I will be running the team.
Yes! I just give, and I still can't make anyone happy.
People still treat me like the total mess I used to be.
You mean like when Sean Murphy calls you CEO?
Yes. Thank you.
No! Winning is all that really matters.
Yeah, so that's Running Point with Kate Hudson, Brenda Song, Justin Theroux. Big cast in this one. It's the second season of this TV show. So the first season was out maybe a year or two ago. This is the second season. So 10 episodes, about half an hour each. Great cast, great writers. Mindy Kaling is the writer for this one. And yeah, it's a bit of a lighthearted kind of The Office. I don't know if you ever watched New Girl, that kind of vibe. So I don't know if you've watched it, but
Not only have I watched the first season of Running Point, but I have actually watched the first two episodes of the latest season.
Oh, great. And do you like it?
Yeah, really like it.
Yeah,
Second season isn't as good as the first, but it reminds me of something. Was there not something like this previously?
It's slower. Do you know what? I actually think it's just very like those that come from this, like the likes of The Office, Mindy Kaling's. I don't know if you ever watched The Mindy Project. It kind of reminds me of that. She wrote and starred in that as well. So it's kind of from the same makers of all of that. But I love it. I know the second season, you're right. I think it's a bit slower.
Yeah.
I'm a bit further into the second season.
We didn't need a second season either.
Do you not think?
No, sometimes these series just run their course in whatever, 8 or 9 episodes and that's it.
But
finish
I think
up.
With the cast that's in it, they can get away with
it. Well, probably, yeah.
I think that's what it is. And with Kate Hudson there in the centre, you know, I just think they can get away with it. And then Brenda Song as well. We haven't seen her in so long, so I think...
So Kate Hudson is kind of the... She's the CEO of a basketball, like family inherited, generational basketball team. And it's all about kind of getting them, you know, back on to the top of the league and recruiting team members and all the kind of the politics that goes with that. But... I mean, it's light and it's fluffy and it's easy watching. And if you just need something handy to kind of throw on in the background, that would be a recommendation.
I think so. And also she's trying to get on top with her brothers, trying to bring her down. They're not too happy that the little sister is coming in to save the day because it was after this, the brother kind of had a drug issue. So he was sent to rehab. The money issues aren't great within the club.
No.
They're not doing good in terms of the league. So she's brought in and she's actually kind of doing a good job. I mean, every episode, every day, something was wrong. The roof falls in, something happens. But she kind of pulls it out of the bag. So it's kind of her showing, it's a bit of woman power, I think,
it's
what this is.
It's light and it's wild predictable, is how I describe it.
It is. Yeah. It is predictable, but easy watching. One of those I think you can watch, do you know when you nearly don't need to see the previous episode? It's kind of one of those shows now you could actually just turn on for half an hour in the background and go about your day.
That's Running Point. If you're looking for something easy to tune into, this is top of the streaming lists at the moment.
Imagine you fall in love with someone who made you feel accepted, wanted, seen, who made you feel whole and loved and special. And you are just so happy. And then they say to you, I've done a horrible, horrible thing. Something so vile, it flips your entire world upside down.
Yes, that's Should I Marry a Murderer?
Tell me about this.
This is number one on a Netflix series right now, and for a good reason. I binged it at the weekend. So this is a true crime documentary series exploring the shocking chain of events that led to the arrest of Alexander McKellar and his twin brother Robert for the murder of a charity cyclist, Tony Barsons. Okay, so this kind of starts off, I wasn't sure where it was going to go, so I don't want to give too many spoilers to anyone who hasn't seen. But it starts nearly like a Tinder swindler thing, where she's opening up, she's telling the story. This is the story of...
And she's the victim, sorry, is she?
She's not the victim, no. So she is a girl who goes online. She meets a guy on Tinder.
Right.
She goes, she falls in love with him. She's out of this long relationship. She falls in love with him. He proposes to her. Her family have never met him. They're a bit like, no, this is not a good thing. They're getting bad vibes just because they haven't even met him. And on the day he proposes, he drives her up to the top of a mountain and says, if we're going to go into this, I need to tell you my deepest, darkest secret. He tells her the secret.
Right.
We do know, because it's about this true story, that it's about this missing charity cyclist that goes missing. It's a true story. This did happen. It was in the Scottish Highlands in 2020. It happened. And basically, he tells her the secret that they did end up killing. They were part of what happened here. Now, there's so much more that comes with this that is the shocks and horrors.
I know. And you don't want to give away
I don't want to give it away. But she reports this. But the story follows how she does report it, but through the case of trying to get it to them finding the body, them going through what happened, she stays with them. And it's her story of her kind of going back and explaining why she stays with them.
I like this already.
How the police kind of didn't do a whole pile to help her in terms of her as a vulnerable witness. And it's so interesting. You have to see.
Is it a true crime documentary or documentary series?
Documentary series, three parts, about an hour each.
Nice and short.
Nice and short, about an hour each. And, you don't need more than that because it is short and stampy, but it's so entertaining at the same time because she's telling it in a way that, in fairness, she's still saying, but this was the love of my life when I was. And this is exactly why I kind of went through the jigs and the reels. But at the same time, she knew it was wrong and she had to tell what happened. So very interesting. I didn't even know the story of it at all.
No.
So it was all surprising to me. Some people might remember the story. That's the thing. So it might be a little bit less, but she tells the whole thing. And there's some parts, I will say, she kind of tells it all through her Snapchat videos from back in the day. She's showing kind of how she went a little bit off
the
rails.
It's recent as well, isn't it?
It is recent. It only happened in 2020 and then the court case was only 2023. So it is quite recent, but there's some parts where I'm surprised she even gave Netflix access to the videos, but she did. And fair play to her, and I hope she doesn't kind of live to regret that. But it's really no holds barred. They show everything, and she shows everything.
Have you watched all three?
I watched all three in the one night.
And it's Brilliant. and it is, this is currently number one in the Netflix.
Currently number one in Netflix at the weekend. That was what I spent my bank holiday Saturday doing. No regrets.
Time well spent. Now, if you don't want to stay at home and you fancy a trip to the cinema,
first time in Ireland.
My folks came here for their honeymoon. Always wanted to come back.
Why didn't they?
I don't know if you've noticed, but there are some oddballs walking around this place.
There are worse things than strangers out there, Yank.
One of the members of staff is missing.
What about the honeymoon suite?
It's always locked.
Yes, that's Hockum, the new horror movie out.
I haven't heard about this.
You know what? I only saw bits and pieces last week because I saw that Adam Scott was on the press tour for it. Do you know Adam? Like, he's a big star. And he was on the press tour for it with Fran from Love Hate, Peter Coonan.
Yes.
And so I was like, what is this? But it's a horror. So I suppose that's maybe why I don't know if you're mad into horrors. I don't think that's why it was on my radar too much.
Definitely not a supernatural horror movie buff either.
86% on Rotten Tomatoes already and 7.8 or something on IMD. So it's getting quite high ratings. It's in cinemas now. It was filmed in West Cork. I do love to see things that are filmed in Ireland.
Absolutely.
Just to see the scape. But this is a supernatural horror film written and directed by Damien McCarthy. So it's Irish made. Adam Scott is the star. He travels to a hotel in Ireland, as we just heard there, unaware that it's going to be very haunted. He's a reclusive novelist. He goes home to retreat, to scatter his parents' ashes, and figures out that actually there's a lot more that's going on in this place. Great reviews so far. As I said, I saw even in the Independent, they said he's a pro in every department. It's pitch black sense of humour, funny and freaky and creepy. So if you're into all of that, I don't know if I am. I don't know if I'll see it in the cinema.
No.
I think it's too exposed for me. Maybe when it's back out and I can hide a wee bit behind a pillow or something. But it seems to be getting great reviews. So
Katie Gallagher's recommendations this week. So it's Hockum, Should I Marry a Murderer, and Running Point. This is what I was watching over the weekend.
I've lost everything. My family. My home. I'm falling apart right in
front of you. Can't you see? If the people who brought down that building find her, she will suffer all over again.
I see a lot of myself in you. Don't you know?
Who's going to be there?
Yeah, Man on Fire on Netflix, the new series. Have you heard about this? The new thriller series.
I've seen it. It's coming up in my recommended. I just haven't gone into it yet.
I think it only dropped over the weekend or certainly in the latter part of last week. And it's this kind of classic. I don't know. He's not an FBI guy, but he's like, you know, a sergeant, we'll say, in the army, and has a job that goes wrong when they're basically in Iraq or somewhere. And he's kind of haunted by that past and haunted by the enemies in his mind. But then he sort of turns into this kind of special forces Forces veteran, and he ends up sort of accidentally becoming involved in, well, on the good side of it, in a major attack that happens in Brazil, in Rio. And he's kind of there now as the person that's going to help out the young girl, we'll say, that's left behind. So it's absolutely brilliant. I've only watched the first two episodes of it, but highly recommended. Probably maybe around 50 minutes or so each episode. Now, there's a lot. There's seven or eight episodes, I think, in the first series.
Okay.
But it's one of the kind of trending to watch.
Mm. Who's the main star? I feel like I can see his face.
Don't ask me his name now. That I'm going to have to try and...
Yeah, I can see it because I keep seeing the picture of it, but...
It's really good.
It looks good.
Yeah,
it does
highly,
look good.
Highly, highly recommend it. It's pretty intense and it's kind of fast moving as well.
Right.
So it's maybe not the thing you're watching in bed at night, but
yeah, I'm a whip. I can't watch things like Running Point is for bed for me.
Yeah, that's Man on Fire on Netflix. Katie Gallagher from Spin. Thanks a million for taking us through some of the things that we don't want to miss this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.